There is nothing like I've been praying for a long time. I taught you about the principles of God, of which some of them was what? Selection. I said, God chooses whom he must bless. You remember that?
Yes.
All right, so God can select who to prophesy to, who to deliver, who must receive, who must just receive automatically on the chair without the prophecy. Now, the other principle of God is a principle of waiting. Do you understand that everything in the Bible, there was a period of waiting? Those who wait upon the Lord shall renew. Wait in Jerusalem. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? There was nothing that just happened. When they're all panicking, we're going to die today, he said, wait, be still. He had to raise up his hand. He had to look up, and the wind had to come and separate. You have to wait until this thing has happened. You must understand one thing. The Bible says, whatsoever thing you ask in a prayer, believing. Go back to scripture. Whatsoever thing you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. Tell your neighbor, whatsoever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. Now watch this. So the Bible here is putting a clear picture of prayer. I keep on telling people, the Bible says, you ask and you don't receive. Because you ask amiss. The way to ask amiss, it is to ask in vain. Or not to understand how to ask. Now, let's go to James chapter 4. James chapter 4, from verse 2. The Bible there says a statement. You lust and do not have. The word lust there is not a lust of looking for something like a woman or a man, no. A lust which is there is a lust of wanting something. Now go back to the scripture. You lust and you do not have. Meaning, you have got a desire. A burning desire for something. And you don't have it. Now the Bible says you lust and you do not have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight and war. Yet you do not have because you do not ask. You reach a level of fighting, doing everything wrong just to have something. And the Bible says you are not yet getting it because you don't ask. Now, this is a simple question. If I may ask a question, they say, how many have been in prayer? How many have been praying for something and they're not getting it? Almost everybody like, I've been praying for it for a long time and I can't have the answer. Yet the Bible here is proving you wrong that you don't ask. Now, go back to the scripture. Now, the Bible here says, you fight in verse 2b. You fight and war, yet you do not have because you do not ask. Verse 3. You ask and do not receive. Now, the Bible is admitting that you do ask. But the Bible is having a problem with you. You don't receive. Now, the Bible says, yes, you ask. But you don't receive. True or false? No. I'm asking somebody here tonight who you are saying it is true. Is it true or not?
True.
Do I have somebody here who ask but don't have, don't receive?
Yes.
Now, the Bible here is addressing you. The word of the Lord says you ask but you don't receive. And now, God is giving you the reason. Because the Bible says in Matthew, whatsoever things you want, ask them in a prayer, believing you shall receive. Now, what type of asking is this? Because in prayer, you have been asking almost every day. You have been telling God, you want this, you want that every day.
But in the Bible says you must ask, believing you will have. Yet in this scripture, the Bible says you ask and you don't have. Now, why? Now, the Bible gives a reason. The Bible there says, it says, because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures. So the problem here is not of receiving. The problem here is not of asking. The problem here is the reason behind your asking. Now, the Bible says you ask for you to spend what you want for your own pleasure. There's a reason why you're looking for marriage. All you want is, I'm lonely. You ask, if you ask, why do you want to get married? I feel lonely. I'm getting old. These are not reasons you can bring to God. The Bible says, come, let us reason together. The Bible says, let us reason. Meaning, you must have an interest in the issue, and God too must have an interest in the issue. There must be an agreement. There must be an interest. A mutual understanding. Why are you looking for marriage? Why are you looking for a baby? Why are you looking for financial breakthrough? Why? Now the Bible says you ask and you don't have. The issue here is not about asking. You are asking every day. But what's happening? You are not receiving. And God is giving the reason why. He says the reason why you don't receive is because you ask them for your own independent intentions. You want that car for your own. There is no any plan whatsoever to help somebody. I remember one time I was praying, long time ago, when I was praying. Oh God, I want to reach out to the whole world. I want. He said to me, why? Now, go back to scripture. Now, the Bible there says, you ask and you do not receive. Tell them, I know why you don't receive. On all your prayer requests, there is no God there. There's financial breakthrough, miracle money, job. Psalm chapter 2. Where God actually says, ask me of nations. You are busy asking for a house. God says, ask me countries. Do you understand? The Bible says, ask me of nations. I can see your business taking over in different countries. God is giving you America, Europe, Asia, South Africa, Zambia, Malawi.
I receive.
You will be all over the whole world.
I receive.
Sister, you can ask of nations, of countries. So I went him on my knees and I was asking God for nations. I said, God, I'm asking for Afghanistan. I want to reach out in Afghanistan. I said, you God, you said we ask you nations, you're going to give. I said, God, open doors in Afghanistan. I said, God, open doors in Iraq. I want to go and tell a Muslim over there about you. I want to go and tell somebody over there about you. Open doors. We ask nations. So what's your problem? That the pastor you ask, you don't have, because the problem is you are looking for the breakthrough for yourself. In fact, there's no God in your mind. There's no God in your mind. All you are thinking is, I just need a breakthrough. All my problems will be over. Begin to think of God's kingdom. Begin to think, what should you do for the poor? Begin to think, I am there. I am in poverty. When you, God, you bless me, I will remember the poor like me. So the reason why you don't receive, God is giving you a reason why. Now, the Bible says you ask and you do not have, because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures. So what is to ask amiss? To ask amiss, to ask in vain. To ask in a wrong way. So prophet, how do I ask in a right way? Well, I just gave you a solution. You ask for a reason, number one. Now, in Matthew 7, from verse 7, We also find an interesting writing there from St. Matthew. And the Bible explains the same topic. Ask and it will be given to you. Hiya, yeah. Ask and it will be given to you. So the problem we have is we got people who don't know how to ask. Ask it will be given. Tell them, ask. So what is to ask? What is to ask? Have you ever asked God for anything tonight? Or you are praying? There's a difference between prayer and asking. Yeah, people who just say, pray. In the name of Jesus, oh Father, I pray. Oh God. Ask. All right. So God has given you, one time I taught you about it, three types of prayer. Asking prayer, right? Now, knocking prayer, and seeking prayer. Now, give me the scripture. It says, ask, it shall be given to you. Seek, you will find. Knock, it will open. I don't know what level of prayer you're offering. I don't know, but the Bible there says, ask, it will be given. You ask what you don't have. You ask what you don't have. Seek and you shall find. There is a level of prayer called the seeking prayer. In this prayer, we can only seek what we had before we lost. All right? So we can only seek something in prayer which we had before and we lost it. I'm seeking my prayer life. I used to be prayerful. I used to be vibrant spiritually. I'm seeking for that again. I'm seeking for a house. I'm seeking for my peace. I'm seeking for financial breakthrough. I used to have money bill. I used to have this before. I lost it. I'm seeking. So you seek what you had and you lost. Knock and the door shall open for you. So this is a level of prayer where you keep on knocking. What you have been praying for years, you no longer ask it because it has been overdue. You now keep on knocking. You will now knock until they open for you. Did you hear right? Now we got people here tonight who they are here to ask. And the Bible says, ask, it shall be given to you. In Matthew 21, verse 22, go back again to scripture. The Bible reveals some dynamic secrets where the Bible says, whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. Now, there's a difference between receiving and having them. Most people have received, but they are not having it. To receive happens in the spirit, but to have it happens in the physical. To receive happens in the spirit, and to have happens in the... Mark 11, verse 23. Now, the Bible will reveal to you some dynamic secrets. Why the Bible says, give me the scripture in Mark 11. For assuredly, I said to you, whosoever says this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. All right. Now, verse 24. Therefore, I said to you, whatever things you ask, you see the Bible there. We have now already several scriptures talking about asking. Now, go back to the verse. Whatsoever things you ask, where? When you pray, it is giving you time of asking. We ask in prayer. Believe that you receive them and you will have with them. So there, the Bible gives you two differences of receiving and having. Believe that you will receive and you will have. So most people have received. They have got so many things in the spirit. They received their car in the spirit. They received a miracle in the spirit. They received a house in the spirit. They received everything they're looking for in the spirit. But they are not having it in the physical. So what we must do is to convert, to make the supernatural materialize in the natural. To bring what we receive in faith to appear in works. To make those things we believe God for in the physical to happen in the natural. We got people who are healed and they're still sick because they received their healing, yes, but they don't have their healing. But now when you understand, or when you understand the master of receiving, it is not in the power of asking, but in the intentions of the recipient. You are the one trying to receive from God. What are your intentions? What are the reasons why you want what you want? Why are you asking for what you want God to give you? The intentions behind will determine the solutions. Ask and you shall have. You ask, you don't receive because you want to spend it for your own pleasure. I just want a miracle. What miracle do you look for? I just want it for healing. Why? Because I want my healing to glorify the name of God. I want the whole world to learn from me. I had this sickness, but you, God, you healed me. You are bringing a reason on the table. God has got at least a reason why you are looking for what you're looking for. So you must bring a strong reason. So, God, people in the church, they don't even know why they want what they want for. They say, why do you want me to pray for you? Say, oh, prophet, my family is confused. My family, they'll even be crying. Like, seriously? Why? You have no idea, man of God. Papa, prophet, deliver me. Whoa. Hey. Why? Why should I deliver you? Nothing is moving. Yeah, so why should I deliver you? Nothing is moving. Deliver us so that our neighbors, our other families who don't believe in God, they can see that we serve the living God. You must have a reason why. There was a man who had a sickness. And Jesus, seeing a man, he said to the man, the disciples came to Jesus and they were like, is this man sick because of his father's sins? Jesus said, no, he is sick so that the name of God can be glorified. You are in that situation so that the name of God can be glorified. Are you aware when God has performed a miracle? Are you aware your own sister, who doesn't like you for coming here? Do you know your own sister? She's going to come to you. And say, take me to your church. Are you aware that people who rejected you shall begin to have this zeal about your God? Because your miracle shall bring so many people to Jesus. Tell your neighbor, you must ask with good intentions. I just want a miracle. Why do you want me to happen to you? Because I'm the breadwinner. It's like going to God in prayer and say, God, forgive me. God, forgive me. Why? Why should I forgive you? You must give reasons why he must forgive you. Forgive me. God, forgive me. God, forgive me. You, God. When you forgive me, God will bless you. God will be blessed with it by God. Crazy, yo. You see, you must give reasons to God. Why? Why should you be forgiven? Father, forgive me. I have sinned against you. I am your child. You are giving reasons why. I am your child. I am a sheep of your pasture. I am your beloved. I am the seed of Abraham. You give God reason, be like, oh, wow. There was a woman who, she was not supposed to be healed. She was in the temple on that day because it was on the Sabbath. And Jesus broke the protocol and healed the woman. And the people were like, why are you healing on Sabbath? Guess what the reason was? Jesus said, I have healed her because this woman, she has been in this issue. Yet she is a seed of Abraham. There are some people are not supposed to pass through some certain things. Just because they are a seed of Abraham. They are from the royal priesthood. So I am from the royal priesthood. Some peculiar. Hey! So because of that, I'm wondering why you're passing through what you're passing through. The reason is you don't bring good reasons to God. All you do is, God, I need a miracle. Oh, you need it. I need this. Give God, he says, ask me and I'm going to give you.
Oh, yes.
Ask. In fact, I'm looking for a day where I will hear you talking about great things. Watch. Come on. Imagine on the prayer line. Oh, we had international visitors. We had a lot of people who came on. Now, I'm moving around. Why should I pray for you? Pray for me. I said, I have a contract. I want that contract to pass. I said, how much? 200,000. I said, you come here for? I said, really? I said, why are you limiting God? Ask. I want to be a kingdom financial. I want to sponsor the kingdom. Major one, release my finances. Oh, God is saying, asking me for a car is too small. He says, ask me of nations. I ask God for nations. I pray, I say, God, I'm asking for nations. I thought it's a big thing to ask. But I was shocked when I went to India, just arriving in India, all the whole airport, pray for me, pray for the whole India. And I remembered, and I was actually bothered. I was like, oh my God, I need the security here, I need the security. And I'm walking in, and I'm having all these Indians pushing me to the left, to the right. And Apostle Manasseh becomes now my bodyguard. He begins to push. Everyone, no, he must pass. I'm walking. I think some of you watched, right? Yeah. And I'm trying to walk. And I'm like, India? How? And I remembered, I asked God for nations. You ask God for big things, not for small things. Hey, boyfriend, are you serious? I want a boyfriend. A boyfriend? You even listen? A boyfriend? In fact, if you know you're looking for a boyfriend, we can pray for you. You can even be confused of which one to choose. An American, one from Mexico, one from Japan, one from Cape Town, one from Tembisa. You have a variety of problems. You'll be like, which one? You'll be like, 1, 2, 3. 3, 2, 4. 1, 2. Quality problems. Ask me, and I'm going to give you. Why are you not asking in nations? Why ask? Come on. Oh, yeah, I'm looking for a job. Why can't you ask God? I have seen more people testifying here. And you have been in there. They have been saying, I told the prophet I want a job outside the country. Now I'm working. I'm in Saudi Arabia. I asked the prophet. I think you've been hearing testimonies, right? All you think is just limited. Ask God, I need a job in Dubai. I need a job in Australia. I want a contract in Japan. Why are you limiting yourself? That's why you can't get anything. Because according to God, he's too big for you to find a big miracle around your Tembisa. I want you to ask God for a bigger thing tonight. How many will do that tonight? How many? I'm going to do that. Ask for bigger things, not small things. Oh, are you hearing me, somebody? Are you hearing me, somebody? Are you hearing me? Oh, or you are tired or you something else? Are you hearing me, somebody? There was a certain country, there was one of the big countries, and I was praying to God and I had a burden to speak to their leader what God was telling me, my spirit. And I went in my room and I said, God, I'm asking you that I ask you for that nation. I want to talk to their leader. It took me 3 weeks at the open. I was in their offices. One of these big countries, talking to them, the mind of God. While you are still praying for your boyfriend, well, you are still praying, I need a boyfriend. Father, I pray for a boyfriend. Those are not big things. Girlfriend, those are not big things. Hear me. You should ask God for a wedding that will shake the whole town. A boyfriend. I said, God, I want a wedding that people should ask me to say, how? And I would tell them it is because of Jesus of Nazareth. Now I'm asking, what's wrong? What's wrong? I'm praying for a boyfriend. You will receive a boyfriend. You'll keep on having boyfriends, boyfriends, boyfriends. Until the boyfriends, they boyfriend you. Come on, you tell your neighbor, are you hearing this, neighbor? Ask God for great things. For big things. Hey, what am I praying for? I'm praying God for you call it a backy? A what? A backy. Yeah? A backy? I'm praying for God. I want a backy. I want to hear you say, I'm asking for a fleet of cars. I wanna be in logistics, in transport. I'm asking God for a fleet. Yeah, busy. God. I have seen Apollo. I'm believing God for Apollo. I want to tell you something. God has given me a certain amount of faith, which I want to be in you. I want you to start believing God. I want you to start asking. Are you hearing me? Start asking God big and great things. Tonight, I want you to have an equation. I want you to have something in mind, because I want you to ask something tonight. Are you ready for that? I want you to ask for something tonight. So you're going to ask God. I don't want you to ask God for a small thing. If you were asking God for one house, tell God, I want to have a lot of houses. Don't limit God with your pockets. He's not in your size or age. He's not in your class. Ask him great and mighty things. Tell him, I need this, and he'll give it to you. I'm telling you tonight, anything you are looking for, anything you, as long as you give God a reason why you want it, stand up wherever you are. We want to ask God right now.
Raise up your hands. I just want you, wherever you are, just to begin to ask God anything you want. Mention anything. Don't limit him. Don't be like, no. Mention. God, take him to another level. I want to reach this level. I ask you. Don't a prayer of asking. We tell him we're asking. Father, I'm asking for this. I'm asking for this. I'm asking for this. I'm asking for this. Wherever you are, begin to ask the Lord. Wherever you are, begin to ask.